What makes you think I don't want to go to a baseball game, Larry?
I don't take you much for a fun and games person, Paul.
In a stadium, I can do a lot of people watching. I'm like an eagle. I can see the entire place and what everybody's doing.
I don't think Mr. McDonald is that interested in watching you cram an entire hot dog in your mouth while you scope teenage girls in the balconies.
Well, Michael cuts in, Kimon's action figures have been a leader in sales. I mean, in fact, he's been one of our most popular products with teen boys.
That's because they think I talk back to their parents.
Well, wouldn't you?
If their parents are stupid.
Well, the sales figures are what they are, anyway. I don't see any reason why Mr. McDonald wouldn't want to meet Kimon.
Honestly, I just want an overpriced chili dog.
Michael, can I talk to you privately for a second?
Larry, there's nowhere we could go that Kimon wouldn't hear us.
Okay, I'm just going to put it out there. Kimon is incredibly abrasive with people, and it's just going to be toxic to our brand.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
Toxicity is part of his brand, Larry. I mean, I've always pitched him as a very, shall we say, like, blue-collar guy who speaks his mind. And I think so long as Mr. McDonald knows that's not an exaggeration, then we should be fine.
All I can imagine is Kimon standing over this poor man while he's trying to watch the game, and he's intentionally spitting crumbs while talking about how he punches so many teeth out of people that the Tooth Fairy has him on some kind of watch list.
Well, I've met Mr. McDonald before, and I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Well, in that case, if Mr. McDonald is the kind of guy I think you're implying he is, then in the long run, it's not going to be fine. Two abrasive personalities cannot coexist.
Well, not at all times, but for a few hours at a baseball game, we'll be all right.
So do I get my chili dog or what?
Fine. You know what, Paul? Fine. You can eat a chili dog. You can make a fool of yourself. Enjoy it while you still can.
I'll try, but I mean, how long can you really enjoy a chili dog?
Is the food provided, or do we have to pay for it?
Light Show asks, are we invited, Terry and I?
Of course you're invited, Light Show.
The real foolish thing is I'm gonna regret that chili dog as soon as I bite into it. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Okay, well, I printed off enough tickets for myself, Elvis, Light Show, and Michael. I need two more for Kimon and Terry. Sorry, Terry, I forgot about you.
Terry avoids eye contact.
What time are we supposed to meet? Can I bring my mom?
Yeah, of course you can bring your mom. The next game would be Thursday.
Okay, I guess I'll tell my mom.
Well, this is developed. Paul, for the next few days, you still really turn up nothing. Danny and his friends remain diligent and committed, however. Elvis, your work with Light Show continues to be fairly routine. Larry, you talk to Mr. McDonald's secretary and establish you're all going to be out at the stadium this Thursday, and Mr. McDonald finds time to be there. Then that day arrives. You're getting settled in, collecting concessions. Kimon, you get a chili dog for pretty much what it's costing you to repair your motorcycle. But if you consider the savings of not buying tickets, you're getting away like a bandit.
Mmm, tastes like financial remorse and cheese.
Kelvin McDonald arrives not very long after the game has started. He barges in and announces, "Hello, everybody. Sorry I would have knocked, but I own the place. I trust you're enjoying the amenities. And of course, I wish I could say you're enjoying how my team is playing, but I'm sure they're already losing." He takes off his suit jacket and throws it on a hanger.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you in person, Mr. McDonald.
You as well, freeze frame, but please just call me Kelvin.
Sure, I love Kelvin. You know, you can't have a freeze without Kelvins.
You can't what?
It's a temperature joke. You know, temperature is measured in Kelvins.
You may want to workshop that one. It didn't quite land.
Yeah, that sucked, Larry. Absolute zero is zero Kelvins. The best freeze you could get would involve no Kelvins.
Nothing ever gets to zero Kelvins, Kimon. It's only a theoretical temperature. It's impossible for there to be no Kelvins.
Well, there's a comforting thought. How's your hot dog, Kimon?
It sucks.
But it's better than that Kelvin's joke, I guess.
Yeah, only because you can't put ketchup on a joke.
Sure you can. Haven't you ever heard of a catchphrase?
Okay, you got me on that one.
Michael is also here, and Kelvin goes to shake his hand.
Pleasure to meet you. You must be Michael.
Likewise. Then he turns to Elvis and he says,
"You must be the newest member of the team. Flux, right? I've seen you on TV."
"That's right, sir. It's me. I thank you for inviting us to the stadium."
"Ah, of course. You know, I'm a big proponent of the private superhero industry. It's the stupidest thing, but if any of you three were government employees, you'd have to report this to someone, and they'd say it's a bribe."
"Incidentally, I do have to report any gifts I receive as a hero. They garnish that stuff from me, you know."
"Well, that's you, of course. That's the price of crash-landing a flying fortress into the bay. You should have seen the civil litigation coming for you 100 miles away."
"Yeah. I mean, it is wild the kind of privately funded destruction the government will and will not turn a blind eye to, isn't it?"
"Not every idiot can see the difference between what should be tolerated. You know what, Kimon? I like and respect how you talk back to people, but as someone that they call the man's dog, you sure haven't been trained all that well not to bark at the wrong people." Larry, he turns to you. "You know, if my dog barked at every car, bicycle, and person who came by to try to feed it, I'd have its vocal cords removed. They can do that these days, you know that?
Well, you know, HR keeps standing in the way of that.
Do they really? Isn't it their job to protect the company from its employees? You think they'd be all for it?
Well, I suppose he is enemy number one for them.
I'll bet he is.
You know, maybe you're right. Every day I'm getting a little older, and I don't have much money set aside. And if I had a retirement, I'd be getting it garnished. There's no more escape tunnels. If I were on Luna Island, these awful hot dogs would be something I wish I could have again, because they taste like freedom. I guess... Thank you for inviting me, Mr. McDonald, and Lowry for setting this up.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard a kind word from you, forced or not, Kimon. Hey, Kelvin, did you put something in those hot dogs?
Well, Captain Momentum used to keep him in line, right? It's just like any dog, a stern voice and a firm hand, and don't be afraid to look anyone in the eye. You do all that, and people will remember who's in charge. You're welcome, sir, and you can enjoy one of my stadium's hot dogs anytime it suits your fancy, just so long as you remember, I can close my doors just as easily as I open them. Michael leans over and he says,
Lowry, this is a part of a contract with Big Big Donuts, and they're funding the new stadium. You can't just, like, shut us out like that, can he?
Oh, no, their lawyers and our lawyers would rake him over the coals. There's no way.
All right, I get it. And a dog only eats at the table at his master's leisure, so... I think I've had enough hot dogs in baseball. Hey, Lowry, would you mind if I go and do my patrol in the slums?
Not at all. Go ahead.
All right, I toss the rest of the hot dog in the trash and go.
I look the other way and pretend I'm busy with something. Don't look directly at Kimon.
Kelvin, that is the closest to tame I have ever seen that man be. You are a wizard.
I've wrangled men worse than him. Once you get in the business world and start really brushing elbows at the international level, nothing seems scary anymore. And people respect that kind of energy. I tell you, Lowry, all you need to do is remember that you got the leverage here. Anytime he acts up, you just yank the leash.
Well, I've tried.
You're still fundamentally afraid of him. That's the problem. A guy like that can smell weakness, Lowry. Don't let him make you doubt yourself. You tell people what's going to happen, and it's not their job to tell you why not. It's their job to figure out how to get it done. If you want more arrests, then he's going to go and get you more arrests. You want fewer HR complaints, then he's going to figure that out. If he can't do his job, then you fire him, you take away everything you can take, and you let him remember that his contract stipulates he's not allowed to seek out new work for the next 2 years.
Wait, does our contract say that?
It's called a no-compete clause. It's standard language for this type of thing. We don't have to enforce it if you leave on good terms.
Do you normally leave on good terms?
You hold every single bit of leverage over him. Don't forget that. And sooner or later, he'll be begging for you to keep him on even at reduced wages, because that's better than the alternative, and he's got nothing else.
You know what? You're right. He is my dog. Who he bites and who he barks at, that's my business. This is a good lesson, Kelvin. I'll remember that.
Okay, so Paul, what did you actually go to do?
I'm driving to the woods. I'm calling Danny on the way up.
Hey, boss, this is Danny.
Hey, Danny, are you up in the watching spot?
Yep, a whole lot of nothing happening.
All right, I need to talk to you about some business stuff. But also, I got a vent. I'm going to be up there in a bit.
Some driving later, and you're up in the woods with Danny. He's lying down, wearing your ghillie suit. I take it you've also changed into something appropriate. You lay down next to Danny, and he tries to hand you the binoculars.
No thanks, man. I'm good.
So we got business stuff? I mean, I wish you told me over the phone. I have been worried since you called.
Yeah. Let's get it out there frankly. We have money issues. The company finds this to be a waste of resources and wants the feds to handle it. That means money is in a bind, and I can't keep paying you to be out here.
Oh, dang, dude. Oh, I mean, I was sort of hoping this might transition into, like, a sidekick thing.
But I don't like being told no, Danny.
From me? Like, about being fired? Because
If one of your buddies, Anthony or Thor, got killed by somebody, and it was your job to hunt that person down, what would you do if someone told you not to do that? Would you just say fair is fair, this is how the world works? For years, Danny, Rudy was my best friend. Captain Momentum.
I don't know what I would do if somebody killed Thor or Anthony.
Well, the guy who killed my friend has himself a little clubhouse right up that road. And he's probably up there right now, having drinks, playing pool, and laughing about how supposedly the invincible man bled the same blood as everybody else. The thought of it makes my blood boil, Danny! This isn't just about the city, or even just about Rudy! People can't do this! They can't disrespect me! They can't kill my friends! They can't be laughing over the grave of my friends! They stole a life from me, Danny! They stole it from me! Not as like a possession, but ideas. Ideas yet to come. They stole the things that we could have said and all the things that we could have done. We can't just let a robbery like that go. Danny, if they stole all the future Thors and all the future Anthonys out from under you, would you just let that go?
No. No, I wouldn't.
I'm not gonna let it go either. What you're doing up here means everything to me. But a man can't eat gratitude. He can't sleep on a bed of thanks. So I'm gonna set up a bank account for you, and I'm gonna give you a debit card. You and the boys are in charge of the money in that account. I'm gonna move some assets to it. I'm gonna make it work. In exchange, don't ask where that money comes from, or if I'm supposed to have it. If you can be cool with that, I will put $1,500 in that account every single day. I'll have the details to you within about a week or two.
That sounds illegal. Is this going to be illegal?
The money you withdraw is going to be a paycheck. You'll get paperwork to report it on taxes. Officially, your job position will be as various executive positions within a realty company. But I'm going to be square with you. You will not be doing realty.
It's $500 a day for each of us.
Minimum. I'll let you know if I can finagle a better deal than that.
For how long?
If you do good, Danny, I'll give it at least 5 years before we have to worry about it, and then we'll play it by ear.
I mean, how much is that a year?
It's going to be almost $200,000 a year, although some of that's going to go to withholding. Do you have health care, Danny?
No, not right now.
Well, then I'll see if I can put in extra for health care. You know, benefits.
Danny sits still for a while, thinking about this. Finally, he says, for Rudy?
For all the future Rudys I'll never have.
Okay, let's do this. For all the Dannys, Thors, and Anthonys you're gonna have.
I shake his hand. You sure Thor and Anthony are gonna be on board?
Well, I don't know if I can put it in words quite like you did, but Thor and Anthony have been my boys all my life. And you know, we've always thought you were cool. I mean, if we were old enough to join the Demon's Legion back when it was still running, we would've. I mean, my dad used to talk about how he hoped you'd win.
All right, well, look. You might have heard a lot of things about how I used to operate, but as a simple rule, an open palm holds more hearts than a closed fist. If either of your friends have doubts, or they just need something more, then we're open to talk. I'll see that you're respected for what you put on the line. No rush decisions, and you don't have to commit to anything until you make that first withdrawal from the account.
All right. Got it.
I'm glad I met you, Danny.
Are you thinking about bringing back the Demon's Legion?
Kid, what you don't realize is a broken society is built on sleeping demons. The question isn't if I'm gonna bring it back. The question is whether I'm gonna wake it up.
On that line, you get up and go, leaving Danny behind, grinning like a maniac. He's not just working with Kimon, he's about to work with old-school Kimon. The Kimon.
Ah, but he's not, because Kimon is a bit cash-poor at the moment. However, a company by the name of Pillar Realty is soon not to be. I go straight home and I get to work setting up a shell company based on one of the islands that gives companies full anonymity. After that, I'll open a few bank accounts that offer the same thing to international billionaires. I'll use my wife's credentials because in spite of everything, she used to have a lot of capital, and those places are familiar with her name. If I can get away with forgery and fake credentials, all the better.
This is not as simple of a task as it is to just say you'll do it. It requires knowing your way around all these networks and how to use them.
But I've used them before.
You and a lot of people looking to hide money. So, with the right strings pulled and a few promises to move a lot of capital very soon, you have yourself a shell company and a few opaque bank accounts. What's next?
I'm going to go online and start throwing a lot of money around to different artists. I'd like them to draw me concepts for a superhero costume. Something cool, but also affordable. Tell them it's a hero on a budget.
All right, in a few days you have a collection of concept sketches from various artists. Since you asked for a budget, you get a decent number of stuff and street clothes, but there are a few lofty attempts.
Okay, I go through them until I get a workable design. Eventually, I'm going to decide on something in a mix of dark green, white, and with gold accents. An overcoat with a hood and a face-concealing morph suit mask. The mask is eyeless, so it'll make it a little harder to see, but with my super senses, it won't be that bad. On the back, a pair of gold wings, but the feathers are made of knives. And then I'll get a bandolier full of actual knives. Once I've got all the materials together, I'll sew this together into a rugged but functional supersuit.
Sparing on sleep and working with the fevered determination of a villain, you get all this together in only about 5 days. That leaves a little over a week to get the promised money into that account, though, and if your personal account starts going to the Cayman Islands, you'll be flagged in less time than it took you to set this up.
Well, luckily it's not my money going into the account. That Kelvin McDonald guy's got a house around here, right?
In fact, he does. He's a New Jersey Delphia native.
Perfect. Look for an isolated freeway overpass near where he lives.
Well, yeah, there are freeways near where he lives.
Rent a truck from the hardware store, falsify the information on the rental, and then buy a bunch of thick plywood. Then, in the dead of night, start laying out plywood between the steel beams below a bridge. I'm gonna put together a makeshift shelter.
What the heck are you doing now, Paul?
It's a secret lair. This is my secret lair.
Okay, all right.
Once I'm done, I'll get some rest. I need it. And then finally, before it gets too late, drive down to Kelvin McDonald's home. And before the sun goes down, use the trees and the ditches to sneak my way to the gates.
The demon stalks his way to the gates.